Lawmakers changed the rules of the Star School property tax rebate so that new homeowners would get their checks by the end of September in order to use them toward their tax bills. That was September of 2016. It's now February of 2017, 5 months later, and some senators and assembly members say they are hearing from constituents who still have not received their money. Senior citizens eligible for an enhanced STAR tax credit worth an average of $750 also say they have not been mailed their checks. Senator Jim Todisco, a Republican from Schenectady, asked the acting tax commissioner, Noni Mannion, during a budget hearing why the checks have been so slow to arrive. Todisco says his staff, along with throngs of his constituents, have tried with no avail to get an answer.
I've called your department over the last 3 or 4 months. And all of us get three words. It's not I love you. It's we don't know. Ask them over and over again. When are they coming? We don't know. Why are they so late? We don't know.
Mannion responded that it's complicated.
We feel the pain of not being able to answer questions. We actually take a lot of pride in being in our customer service.
Mannion blamed some of the delays on taxpayers who registered twice for their exemption due to confusion over the new policy and a lag in obtaining good data from the local school districts. Todisco and other lawmakers asked whether taxpayers owed the rebates could receive interest on the late payments and whether those owed money could pay their taxes later than the April 15th deadline this spring. They were told no.
And I'm pretty sure if one of my constituents calls up and says, you know, I'm 30 days late, but my dog ate my application and my tax filing, or I accidentally put it in the fireplace to start a fire, that's not going to work. What's going to happen? They're going to pay interest, aren't they?
Yes. If I could take a minute to explain the difference.
New York currently does not have an actual tax commissioner. The former commissioner, Jerry Boone, abruptly resigned last September and has not been replaced. E.J. McMahon with the fiscally conservative Empire Center, who also testified, says the real issue is that the STAR rebate checks are poorly conceived.
That's a really bad example of tax policy. Now, last year, you did the right thing. You approved a middle-class tax cut, which basically said, you know what? We're going to cut your taxes by cutting your taxes.
The middle-class tax cut, approved by Governor Cuomo and legislators last year, begins phasing in the new budget and would be fully implemented in 2020. Meanwhile, the Senate Committee on Investigations has begun an inquiry into the delayed checks. It's asking how many people have applied for the checks, what the average time is to process the requests, and when does the tax department expect all of the checks to finally be in the mail. Acting Commissioner Mannion has until February 17th to provide answers. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.